Hi, Chris.
Hey, John. When you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
You ready? You shouldn't tell me ready. I come out ready.
Check.
Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman in the studio today, and my next guest is Yanni Kim. Yanni is the managing partner of Bonefish Grill over here in the greater Boston area. Welcome.
And thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you for coming in. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your model? We were talking a little bit before we came on the air about how you're a partner with a big corporate giant, and you run the local location.
Sure. Bonefish Grill started off with two gentlemen. They opened up two restaurants down in the Florida market. Going from there, Bloomin' Brands company bought the company, and they continued with the same model of the managing partner, and I'm the managing partner for the Waltham location.
So it's an interesting model, differentiated from a franchise model where you have a big corporate partner, presumably to help you get off the ground. How long has the location been open?
We opened September 28th of 2015.
Okay, so relatively new, but I know you're in a nice booming area and hopefully a big corporate market as well.
Yes, we're located on 99 3rd Avenue, right in at the heart of City Point.
Excellent. There's a lot of development going on in that area, and it's been booming over the last 5 years probably.
Yes, it has. There seems to be an influx of a lot of businesses and a lot of new restaurants coming into that area, and also a lot of housing as well.
So. Oh, interesting. So there's a big residential community that's coming in as well.
Yes.
I know all the way up on the hill where you are, there's a lot of development opportunities, a lot of green there. So I'm guessing it's going to become buildings at some point.
Yes, there is. I think, was it the Wolverine is coming in there?
Yes.
And then the Boston Scientific Fisher as well.
Yep. Yeah. And I already know you guys probably challenged, plagued by some traffic issues getting back over 128 in that area. I've experienced it at rush hour. It's not fun.
Yeah, it's definitely not fun. It's quite a backlog there. So.
Hence to build your late afternoon, evening traffic, hopefully. People would rather sit in the restaurant than go out and sit in traffic.
Absolutely. That's what we always say. You know, come on in, have a cocktail, and have some appetizers. Why sit in traffic when you can sit down and eat?
So tell us a little bit from your perspective. Before we got on air, you mentioned you've been in the industry about 20 years or so.
And yes.
Tell us about the experience in starting up this one location that you're involved with and some of the challenges. You know, we're all about entrepreneurs and helping
sure.
to support the community. So I think it's an interesting model.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I would love to. I would say some of the challenges opening up that location was the staffing. When the economy is great, you know, it's people are not looking for jobs, and it's very, very competitive. So trying to find the staffing and just getting the right people into that restaurant is definitely a challenge. You know, the way it is currently right now, even if you have 7 interviews confirmed to come in, you might just only get 1 in. So,
wow. So yeah. No shows are a big issue.
Exactly.
So you block out your time. You're sitting there waiting for candidates to come in, and
yes.
there are no shows. And it's just because people are applying and they really don't have an interest. They want to see whether or not they make the grade, so to speak, or they've got they get another job in the interim and don't have the courtesy to let you know.
I would say 90% of the time, by the time I get the application through the email, and I respond to them, they've already have another job.
Wow. So speed is really critical. You really have to be on top of it and get the
exactly.
people. So how many people, I know it's a mix of probably full-time and part-time employees, but what's your staffing like?
I would say right now I have about 54 people that work in my restaurant at this point.
Wow. So you're really in the facing a lot of challenges as an entrepreneur. One is you're in startup mode, and two,
yes.
you're ramping up pretty quickly. You're not going from 0 to 4 people. You're going from 0 to 50-some people
yes.
pretty quickly.
Yes, exactly.
I know it's hard to say in this restaurant in particular, but there must be some. What is the average tenure that you're hoping to get out of somebody and I know it varies depending on front of the house, back of the house, but obviously longevity
sure.
is key.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the longer they stay, the better the operation runs, you know. I would say I look for lifers.
Don't we all?
yeah. But I mean, that's generally not the case. For the back of the house, you know, we the guys back there, they generally stick around for a long time. The front of the house, you know, we have a mixed crowd. You know, we have a mix of people that's going to stick with us for the, you know, for the hopefully the entire duration. And then we have the individuals that go to college and universities. They're just there for the summertime. You know, they just want a summer job and then they go back. But on their breaks, they come back. So, you know.
That's what I was going to ask. Because of your location, you tend to draw nicely. There's a couple of colleges right in the area. And
oh, yes.
You must have some students that are coming on. And,
yes.
You know, if you can tap that graduate student that wants to go into the hospitality industry, there's a good opportunity.
Yes.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Good. Yeah. And what do you – so one of the challenges, as you mentioned, is staffing. What other types of challenges have you seen in the startup realm?
I would say for us it's the brand presence. You know, we're very popular down in Florida where the Bonefish originally started.
Mm-hmm.
But in the New England market, you know, when you think of seafood restaurants, you know, people think of legal seafood right off the bat. And they haven't – they're not really aware of what Bonefish is and what it's about.
So really building the brand awareness. Exactly. And building the presence in the marketplace.
Exactly.
Are there other locations in New England?
Yes. We have a location in Westwood and also in Burlington.
Okay. And do you work in conjunction with those other managing partners? Or?
Yes, we do. You know, we operate in the same region. And, you know, when there's marketing, you know, objectives that we both have, we work on it together as well.
Okay. So there's a nice opportunity to collaborate. And I guess based on geography, you don't necessarily consider yourselves direct competitors.
No, absolutely not. But at the same time, you know, I do want to beat them in sales.
Of course. Who doesn't want to be number one, right? Excellent. So you talked about how staffing is a challenge. Can you divulge any tricks, any secrets that you're using to try and attract people and retain people? Or are you?
Oh, sure. I would say the number one thing that we have is that we work on is getting referrals from our existing anglers. That's what we call our employees.
Anglers?
Yeah.
As in the fishing term?
Exactly.
Do they actually go into the tank in the back and get the rod and reel out?
Well, we like to say that to our guests, but, you know, we don't really. But I would say...
if it isn't fresh, it isn't Bonefish?
Exactly. So, you know, I just lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the anglers and the incentives or referrals?
Oh, yes. Yes. I would say, you know, we try to treat our people like family here. And what we see is that, you know, they bring their friends, their family, and they refer people to us. And I think that's the best trick of the trade.
So really, you know, like-minded people, and you don't have any issues with for good friends working together?
No, not at all. It provides a family and fun environment for everybody.
So maybe because you do have good deep experience, and I know a lot of people, you know, entrepreneurs think about becoming entrepreneurs, and one of the most common things for people to do is to start a restaurant. And I know that it's certainly not an easy way to go when you think about it. Most restaurants are 7 days a week and long hours. And, I think it's this misnomer like banking is because you're only open for certain retail hours. Mm-hmm. That's not the hours that you work.
No, not at all.
I know in your particular case, there's probably food deliveries and things that are happening very mm-hmm. early in the morning, and you're doing your ordering and you're doing your, you know, all of your planning, you know, menu changes, and the chef's probably working on things. And then at the back end, obviously, cleaning and preparing. But what would you say to somebody that's, you know, going into this industry? Because we do see so many people who think, oh, I'm just going to open a restaurant. What are some of the things to think about, some of the things to look out for?
Sure.
I always talk about location, but, you know, that's one concept that's important, obviously.
Well, location is definitely important, but I think just having a passion for the food and beverage industry, you know, if you're not passionate about cooking, if you're not passionate about service and really having that service-minded orientation about the way you carry business, it's probably not the business for you in a restaurant, because in theory, you know, oh, you're just serving food and beverages and, you know, and you're just serving it. But in reality, it's very complex and it's very long hours. And, you know, people are very passionate about food. So if you don't get the food right and perfect for them, it can be the end of the world for that individual. So,
I hate to say it's the one shot, but you know, a lot of people will experience, have a bad experience in a restaurant, will never come back.
Exactly.
And you probably ascribe to the same philosophy, you know, general customer service principles. People tell a lot more people about a bad experience than a good experience.
Exactly. Yes. And, within the restaurant, you know, 1,000 things can go wrong, and sure, it's almost impossible to make everything perfect.
Hmm. So and that's a good philosophy in and of itself, realizing that not everything can be perfect.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges? Again, I'm going back to the startup mode. I'm assuming that with a corporate partner, you have a pretty standardized menu. They dictate the menu.
Yes.
Is there local or regional variety to the menu, given
oh, yes,
you know, where you can source locally versus elsewhere?
Yes. The company realizes that each different regions of the company has different tastes. You know, there are certain fishes that are more popular up in the Northeast than compared to down South. So we have a little bit of a room that we can customize the menu in regards to the type of fish that we bring on board.
So you're really, what's interesting is you're in a corporate environment, but you're not really in a cookie cutter mold. You have a lot of independence to make decisions on a day-to-day basis in terms of how you do things.
Yes, and that's the whole partnership aspect of the business model that we are in. So,
and are you in terms of volume? Is it a larger lunch or a dinner, or is it evenly split?
I would say because we're located in a business district, our lunch business is pretty brisk. But then on dinner time, they come back with their groups that they come in with. You know, we have a lot of corporate clients that come in for dinner, and our weekend business is where the local community seems to come in.
Oh, good. And that's building as well? As you gain the recognition?
Yes. Yes. I mean, oops. Yes. Yeah. yes.
Your delivery's here. Nobody's opening up the doors. Yeah. You're not there.
Yes. Yeah. We, like I said before, the brand awareness is continuing to grow. And, you know, we're starting to see a lot of people talk about our businesses. And, you know, people are definitely being referred to our restaurant. So
one of the challenges of any entrepreneur is sort of balancing life in general. Mm-hmm. You know, you often say, and you hear, you're married to your business, you know, the advent of technology has been a blessing and a curse in many cases, because you can do business 24/7 anywhere you
are. Absolutely.
It's a little bit more of a challenge in a retail environment where, you know, you can certainly be reached when you're out of the location, but yet, you know, it's such a high touch business in terms of both with your staff and with your with your customers. How do you reconcile that? You know, you don't have to get into the details of your personal life, what you have going on,
but
how do you know, it's a 7 day a week. I imagine you're open, you know, quick math, 7, 12, maybe 80 hours a week plus. you know, how do you reconcile that? Because obviously you can't be there every open hour.
No, absolutely. But the way I operate from a management aspect is that I tried to set a culture within the restaurant where everybody has ownership of the business as well. So even if I'm not in the building and a decision has to be made, I empower my individuals, my managers, my anglers to be able to make decisions that's going to ultimately impact the business on a positive note. So.
And is customer service at the top of that list, making sure that the customer has a good experience?
Absolutely. You know, as I tell all of my anglers, I can't be at the tables for every situation. So you are empowered to make the right choice, and I'm trusting you to make that right decision to make sure that every guest leaves completely thrilled and delighted before they leave. And whatever it takes, as long as you don't give away the house, you can do whatever.
Right?
Yeah, you can do whatever
it takes.
I understand
what that means.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great philosophy, and as you said, so many things can go wrong. You know, and the opposite of that is it's hard to make everything go right.
Exactly.
But understanding how you impact that experience and make it a positive experience, even if there are challenges along the way.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. You want to tell our listeners how to reach you and how to come into the restaurant and make sure that they visit?
Sure.
Give a location and...
Sure. We are located at City Point, Waltham. We're directly in front of the Westin Hotel. So you can see that right across from I-95. We're located on 993rd Avenue, Waltham, Massachusetts, and our phone number is 781-902-3121. And you can reach out, come in, and speak with me. My name is Yana Kim, and I will be thrilled to have you.
Yanni Kim, managing partner of Bonefish Grill. It's a pleasure to have you in, and I thank you so much for coming on Radio Entrepreneurs. Look forward to seeing you again.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
And we'll be right back on Radio Entrepreneurs.
You did great.